the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Welcome aboard the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Sorry you don't hear no music bed bumping, but you will get the applause meters because, as I always say about this podcast, it goes from city to city, state to state, coast to coast, picking up passengers along the way. And the train ride stops in Cheney, Kansas. This young man I'm picking up this morning stands about 6'3". He's a beast of a basketball player based on the highlights that I've seen. And without even really talking to him, the first thing I noticed about his game was it reminded me of a former Wichita State player in the name of Ron Baker. Comes to find out he's trained with him. Like I say, he stands 6'3", 180 pounds, shooting guard, small forward. Now, the thing that stands out when they say the word student athlete, 4.0 GPA, Cheney High School, AAU team at Kansas Select. Welcome aboard, and I hope I get this name right. I know the first name is Carter, and he helped me with the pronunciation. Pointner, I hope I pronounced that right. Did I get it right?
Yes, sir. All good.
All right. Well, welcome aboard the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. And it's a safe bet to say that you're at a school that is all sports, championship breeding school. Y'all's football team knocked off Andale, ended the longest streak. Not only did y'all knock them off once, y'all knocked them off twice. And now your basketball team, 18-2? And you're at the focal point of that. So tell me, what is it about Cheney that breeds successful athletic programs?
Well, yeah, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to come on here and talk about all this. But, I think our community has a big part in it, and our brotherhood that we kind of do everything with each other, all of our teams, we're all locked in and we all have that one goal. And so we work together one step at a time, and we can always complete all these sports goals that we have.
And look like y'all also, it goes beyond the playing field, but it also extends into the classroom. Actually, let me rephrase it. It actually starts in the classroom and then goes to the playing field. So with this 4.0 GPA, normally I save this question for last, but I want the young people that hear this podcast to hear it from another young person, because young people attract young people. The importance of education. Hello?
For me, education is a big part. Knowing going into college, people are going to look at that, and it kind of defines you what person you can be in the classroom. So I really think education is a big part in careers and college, whatnot.
Okay, let's talk about your youth sports playing career, because I know you are a basketball player, but I'm pretty sure, like most people, like most young men, especially in Cheney growing up, y'all played multiple sports. So besides basketball, what were some of the other sports that you played and excelled in?
Other than basketball, I played baseball for a while. I always have done track. I never actually played football until my freshman year 2 years ago. So, yeah, just a couple other sports, but it's been all around basketball growing up.
All around basketball. What are some of the offers that you have received from playing basketball to go to the next level? NAIA, JUCO ball, any NCAA offers? What are some of the offers that you're receiving from playing basketball?
I haven't actually received any official offers, but I have talked to a lot of coaches, some at the NAIA level, D2. I've talked to some of them. But my dad has a lot of connections, which helps very much at the collegiate level.
like I said, I seen some of your video clips, and first, like I said, without even speaking to you, except texting back and forth, the first thing I noticed was this guy has a game kind of like Ron Baker. I mean, I've seen you not afraid to take it to the rack, but at the same time, you can also hit the three ball. But what I like from the clips I've seen, seem like you're not as reliant because, this is a day and age where everybody wants to be Steph Curry. Everybody wants to shoot the three ball. But you look like you don't rely as much on your three ball. If the three isn't working, you know how to take it to the rack. How did you develop that type of mentality?
Man, I gotta give credit to my dad. He always said, "Don't rely on the three. Go to the rim, get a bucket." And so I've always kind of had that mentality of be a bull, don't let anybody stop you, and go get that layup, because you can make a layup when it's better than a three.
I like that mentality. I don't know if you ever heard this name, but I'm pretty sure your dad has, and he's probably told you about it. But there was a guy named Xavier McDaniel, who all he did was became the nation's first lead the nation in scoring and rebounding in the same year. I had a chance to speak with him, and he said, analytics has never played the game of basketball. It takes players like you to play the game of basketball. So how much do y'all rely on analytics, and how much do y'all rely on just playing the game of basketball the way the game of basketball should be played?
I think we rely on just playing basketball, how basketball should be played. I think that's the main part of it.
Absolutely. Because the analytics will say three is worth more than two. But like you said, if the three isn't working, then you have to have that bull mentality and to take it to the rim. And they can always get the three because there's a couple of things that are going to happen. One, someone's going to foul you while they're trying to stop you, or two, you're going to charge somebody. Now, the good thing is, if they foul you and you make the basket, you get the and one, and guess what? You get three out of it. So, I like your mentality. So, tell me a little bit about the makeup of this Cheney basketball team. You guys are pretty much wrapped up your conference title, getting ready for sub-state. What is the makeup of this team? What makes this team so successful?
We have a group of guys that we really bought in, and it's just like the football team. We bought in, we have goals, and we're working together every practice, every day to reach those goals. Like, we got some football players playing at the collegiate level. We got a golfer, actually, and then we got a couple of dudes who are looking towards the collegiate level. But we are really locked in, like the brotherhood, and we want to take it one step at a time. So that's how we're going to make all this successful.
All right. So your next game is sub-state. And who's all in y'all's sub-state bracket? Who are the teams that you guys really have to pay attention? I know you can't overlook no one, but if there's one team that really stands out that you really have to pay attention to detail.
Yeah, our final matchup would be Wichita Collegiate.
Yeah, that's a good matchup right there. Coach Fiegel just recently got a 600 victory. So what is it about that team that really has y'all attention besides the coach that Mitch Fiegel is pretty much a legendary coach in the state of Kansas? What is it about them that makes y'all want to pay attention to detail?
Man, they got the size and skill. Like, coming from Cheney, we don't got much size on our team. But yeah, Collegiate has some size, but I'm not really too worried about that part.
Absolutely. And I'll even say it like this when I allude to the football program. The hype was Andale's football program, but the Cheney football team out physical the Andale team. So I'm pretty sure when it comes down to Cheney and Collegiate, even though Collegiate may have the size, you guys, if y'all don't outsize them, then that means y'all have to outsmart them and outmaneuver them. Would that be the correct assessment?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Now tell me a little bit about y'all's coach. Who is y'all's coach? We're going to give your coach some love on the podcast. Tell me a little bit about y'all's coach and what kind of philosophies he preached to the team.
So, yeah, we got Lindy Freeden as our head coach, and he has been coaching at many schools. And we just got our 400th win not too long ago, actually. But he's good because he likes to see. He looks all over Twitter for plays and whatnot, and how we can put it into our offense, and how we can use that. And I like it a lot because he sees stuff that we may not see, and he corrects it right away.
Absolutely. All right, so Coach, if you're listening at this, when this is published, we gave you some love on the podcast. So at the end of the day, y'all's goal is to bring home that state championship. And I know it's probably been done in the state of Kansas. I just don't know how often it's been done. But how nice would that be to say the football team won the state program, now the basketball team gets to hoist the state program? What would that, how would, just think about, I know you want to take it one game at a time, but just think, how would that sound to you?
That would be something special, super special to be able to do.
I believe that would be the case right there. So what I want to do is I want to wish you guys the best of luck. I want to wish you especially the best of luck in your future endeavors. And whenever you decide which where you're going to go in the college ranks, please feel free to hit me up and say, look, I made a decision. I want to come on and make that announcement, because I'm going to say it like this. You have an open door policy. Anytime you got something on your mind, you can come on this train ride anytime. If that's okay with you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
All right. Once again, my special guest on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, all the way from Cheney, Kansas, Mr. Carter Pointner. I had to work on that. So I want to thank you once again for being on the ride, and we will get you back on here again on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Thank you once again, sir.
Thank you.
Once again, my guest on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast in the player spotlight, Carter Pointner from Cheney, Kansas, 6'3 guard. Like I said, I've seen his highlight reels. He is indeed a baller. So we wish him the best of luck. And, of course, the importance of education. You know, I have to have my young people, you know, tell their side of the importance of education, because young people attract young people, plain and simple. See, I'm 56 years old, so, you know, I can sit here and say, education is important, this is why you need your education, but you'll say, at the end of the day, that's an old man, he's supposed to say that. But when you hear it from a young person, as the young people say, it hits differently. So I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm trying to still get things together here. I don't know what's going on with my music bed. I feel like I'm doing this from scratch, but hey, good thing I know how to do things. But I will get it figured out. But in the meantime, what I am going to do, I am going to take a break. And when I come back on the other side of this break, we are going to look at some scores from, I do believe, Thursday night, and especially some from Friday night. Yes, I was in the house for the Derby game in Mays. Them girls was on fire. The fellas, though, they kept us in suspense, but they found a way to overcome being subdued. They found a way to overcome that and still came away with the victory. So it was a clean sweep in Mays for the Derby Panthers. But don't you go nowhere. You stay locked right here. A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith. I'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back into the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, State's number one podcast. Now, like I always say, I can't prove it. Guess what? Those listening probably can't prove it either. But what I do know for a fact, guests I get on, they enjoy being on the ride just as much as I enjoy having them on the ride. Some of them think it's cool. I know it's cool, not because I'm the conductor, but because the guests that come on. So first thing I want to do, I want to say thank you to my guest for today. Sorry, no Coach's Corner, but Carter Pointner. He was the player spotlight who I was elated to have on from Cheney, Kansas. They're sitting at 18-3, 18-2, getting ready to head into sub-state on their journey to bring home a 3A title to go along with the football program's title. So, possible double champions. Of course, you know, now we are getting ready for the full court press, which is scores from South Central Kansas and maybe some beyond. But first of all, I want to say congratulations to one Grace Beyer. She is the new all-time NAIA scoring leader, 3,858 points. Yes, that's more than Caitlin Clark. Not a lot of fanfare, but she did it. So, hats off and applause to one Grace Beyer. So, what I am going to do next here is pull up some scores of interest. As there were some games on Thursday night as well as Friday night, so most likely I will get you the Friday night scores first, and then we'll also look at the Thursday scores. Friday's high school basketball scores and recaps, courtesy of Vibe Magazine, and of course, you know, Joanna Chadwick, she is always on top of it. As Andover beat Valley Center 66-53, a name that we are so synonymous to hearing on this podcast because his name is always making the news, Blake Rucker hit three threes as he and Griffin Hand each scored 12 in Andover's win. Valley Center's Newton scored 14, hitting three threes, and A. Sainer scored 14. Andover Central 63, Eisenhower 44, as Jaden Brown scored 17 and Brody DeGarmo 11 in Andover Central's win. Campus 81, Salina Central 63. Kaysen Thompson scored 31, Andrew Burton 18, and McPherson had 14. Thomas McClendon had 20 points for Salina Central, and Dez Gibson had 15. Derby 57, Mays 53. Yes, this game right here didn't start out so well for Derby, but Derby overcame a 46-30 deficit after the third quarter, outscoring Mays 27-7 in the final period and 32-7 over the final 8 minutes and 33 seconds. Caden Titus scored all 10 of his points in the fourth and had 3 rebounds in the period, hitting all 4 free throws. Mays opened the game with an 11-0 run and built it to 14-3. May I add, at one point, yes, during that run, it ended up being 11-3 because Derby finally got off the board. Calvert Schneider with a 3-point shot from the corner, which made 11-3, but Derby, like I said, Derby built it 14-3. Mays built it to a 14-3 lead. Derby tied it at 18 all on Mason Anderson's second three-pointer with 5:01 to go, but Mays scored the final 15 points of the first half and had its biggest lead at 46-25 with 1:37 to go in the period. Derby's Mason Anderson scored 18, hitting 4 three-pointers. Jack Welling had 14 points, and Caden Franklin had 9 rebounds. Mays' Braden Devin Hynote had 8 rebounds. Goddard 64, Arc City 53. Rogers led Goddard with 18 points and Davis had 12 points. Kamari Jennings scored 23 points and hit 4 three-pointers for Arc City. And Frazier had 10 points. Hutchinson 73, Newton 36, as Jax Hanea and Julian Smith each scored 18 points for Hutchinson. Terrell King had 12, and each of them hit 2 threes. Cole Dillon scored 13. On the girls' side of things, Andover 47, Valley Center 53, Andover 36, Eisenhower 32, Derby 51, Mays 28. Derby outscored Mays 14-2 in the second period on its way to the win. Destiny Smith hit 3 three-pointers and scored 11 points. Michaela Askew scored a game-high 15 points. Let me just say this, too. In watching that young lady play, she's just a sophomore. But she plays with the poise that the seniors play with that are on that team. Let me tell you, that team is loaded with some senior leadership. And if I may add, I haven't seen their JV squad, but based on some of the players that are on the team, I've seen them in their warm-ups. If they play anybody like they look in their warm-ups, next year, that is, they look to have a deep roster as well next year. So I'm going to have to check out their JV team as well eventually. You can check Derby out next Tuesday as they will be in Substate, and I will pull up the bracket. It doesn't tell me the time and the day, but I do have a confirmation that Derby will be the number one seed in their Substate bracket in the West, and they will be taking on campus, but I'll get into that a little bit more. First of all, though, let me get you the rest of these scores here. So, Hutchinson 63, Newton 28, Kaya Smith hit 4 three-pointers, had 18 points, and teammate Grace Posh made 3 threes and had 15 points in Hutch's win. Salina Central 55, Campus 18. We also had some scores on Thursday night, some of major implications, as Andale beat Wellington 69-57, Augusta 65, Winfield 52, Douglas 47, Bell Plain 38. Douglas's Brock Steiner scored a game-high 14 points. Excuse me there. Hutchinson Central Christian 56, Central 26. Heights 60, Capen 49. This game was for the city title, city league title. Heights T.J. Williams scored 11 of his game on 19 points in the final period. Jalen Timmons scored 16 and Avon Mabola, I guess I pronounced it right, scored 10. Williams had 7 rebounds and 4 assists, and Malachi Wilkins had 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Capen's Corbin Johnson hit 4 threes and had 17 points. Will Thingvall scored 16. McPherson 79, Mulvane 46. McPherson's Gabe Powell and Corey Mueller each scored 17 points. Owen Powell and Ian Brzak each had 11. Kyden Thompson had 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals. Mueller had 6 points and hit 3 three-pointers, and Owen Powell also had 3 threes. Rose Hill 39, El Dorado 37. Wichita Collegiate 71, Clearwater 26. Sebastian Hines Turner scored 14, Carter Drumright 11, and AJ Batiste 10 in Collegiate's win. On the girls' side, Augusta 35, Winfield 30, Beulah 55, Circle 45. Crapels scored 19 points, and Howard had 15 points in Beulah's win. Kaya Thornton scored 15 for Circle. Clay Center 57, Abilene 33, as Clearwater 62, Wichita Collegiate 17, as Elizabeth to Jaden scored 18 and had 8 assists in the Clearwater win. Justine Berlin had 15 points. Douglas, 25. Belle Plain, 23. Emily Bourne made 2 free throws 2.3 seconds ago to give Douglas the win. Ella Lawless had 8 rebounds. Mandy Talbot, 9 rebounds for Belle Plain. McPherson, 56. Mulvane, 37. Carter Alvord scored 18 and a half for assists in McPherson's win. Jayla McLeod and Jayla Thompson each had 7 rebounds. Thompson had 5 assists. Mulvane's Tegan Garrison scored 18 points. Ashley Young had 12 points, 8 rebounds. Rose Hill, 56. Elk Grader, 29. Wellington, 63. Andale, 28. As Britt Zika scored a game high 18 points for Wellington. Grimes scored 12 for Andale. And to close things out, Wichita Heights had the sweep in effect, as not only did the boys win, but the girls won, beating Capen by the score of 33-24. So I hope that brings you up to speed on games that happened around in the area, and hope you will get your basketball fix on starting, I know for sure, Tuesday with girls class 6A substate. I can give you a little bit of backdrop on that. As number one seed Derby, this is 6A substate in the West. I know the game will be Tuesday Derby, number one Derby against 16 seed Campus. Number 8 seed Wichita Southeast will take on 9 seed Wichita East. And then you have number 2 seed Topeka taking on number 15 seed Junction City. Number 7 Liberal taking on number 10 Wichita South. And this is the substate number one. All right, so the Derby substate is substate number one. The last one I read you, substate with Topeka, the number two seed, that's substate number two. Substate, with, and then and this is all in the West, substate number three. You have Washburn Rural taking on number three, Washburn Rural against number 14, Garden City. Number six, Hutchison taking on number 11, Manhattan. And this is still 6A. Hard to believe, but Wichita Heights is number 4. And this is the West Substate number 4. As Wichita Heights 4 takes on number 13, Wichita Northwest. Number 4, Dodge City takes on number 12, Wichita North. On the east side, you have number 1, Olathe North against number 16, Gardner Edgerton. Number 8, Blue Valley North against Olathe West. Substate number 2, Girls Classic Say. And this is the east side. Shawnee number 2, Shawnee Mission Northwest against 15 seed Blue Valley West. Number 7, Shawnee Mission North against number 10, Blue Valley North. Number 3, Blue 6A East Substate number 3. Number 3, Blue Valley against 14, Shawnee Mission East. Number 6, Olathe Northwest against number 11, Lawrence. And in the East Substate, number 4, you have number 4, Shawnee Mission West against Kansas City Wyandotte. Number 5, Olathe South against number 12, Olathe East. And that's your 6A. What I'm going to do, and this may be the lengthiest I've done on the full court press, but I'm going to take a break right here, and when I come back, I am going to give you more of the substate pairings, at least on the girls' side. And you might hear from me again on Sunday, as I will bring you probably the boys' bracket. So, what I'm going to do, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and take that break right here. So, don't you go nowhere. Stay seated until the train ride is over. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. So stay right here, and your favorite host and conductor will be back after a word from my sponsor here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. This is your host, your conductor, Andrew Smith, on Saturday. And give you a rundown of the scores. I know it didn't seem like it was a long list, but between Thursday and Friday, we had a decent amount of games as teams are now getting ready to get geared up for sub-state. And what I gave you was the 6A girls West bracket and East as well too, I do believe, which now leads me into 5A sub-state West number one. You have number one Salina Central against 16th seed Great Bend, and you have number 8 Hayes 9 Mays South. And of course, as I read these off, just picture a bracket. So if you got 1 and 16, 8 and 9, the winner of 1 and 16 will take on the winner between 8 and 9 seed, the way this bracket's panning out. In 5A girls West sub-state number 2, you have number 2 Bishop Carroll against number 15 Great Bend, number 7 Andover against number 10 Mays. 5A sub-state number 3. Number 3, Emporia. Yes. Number 14 seed Valley Center. Number 6, Goddard against number 11, Capen. And for 5A girls West sub-state number 4, you have number 4, Topeka Seaman. And I believe that the higher seed teams is the one that is hosting at these different sites. So you'll have your options of where you want to go. But again, number 4, Topeka Seaman against number 13, Salina South. Number 5, Andover Central against Eisenhower. Now we're going to look at 5A girls East sub-state. 1, Aquinas against number 16, K.C. Turner. Number 8, St. James Academy against number 9, Bonner Springs. In the second bracket, number 2 bracket, has number 2, Lansing against number 15 Kansas City Piper, number 7 Shiny Heights against number 10 Mill Valley. Class 5A Substate, number 3 Spring Hill, number 3 Spring Hill against number 14 Highland Park. Number 6 Kansas City Sumner against number 11 Leavenworth. And for Class 5A Substate, East Substate, number 4, we have number 4 Baser Linwood against Kansas City Schlegel, and number 5 DeSoto against number 12 Pittsburgh. Moving right along, giving you these brackets, there will be 4 different sites, so I'm just going to say West 1, West 2, West 3, West 4. Class 4A girls, number 1 Wellington against number 16 Rose Hill. Circle, number 8 against number 9 Pratt. West 2, you have number 2 Andale against 15 Abilene. Number 7 Winfield against number 10 Augusta. West 3, and if I didn't tell you in the beginning, this is 4A now. Number 3 Rock Creek against number 14 Bueller. Number 6 McPherson against number 11 Mulvane. And rounding out West 4 Clearwater against number 13 Concordia. Number 5 Clay Center against number 12 Chapman. Now for Class 4A Girls East Substate 1, you have number 1 Eudora against number 16 Chanute. Number 8 Atchison against number 9 Paola. East 2, you have number 2 Omega against number 15 Tonganoxie. Number 7 Holton against number 10 Independence. East 3, you have Bishop Miege against number 4 Lewisburg. Number 6 Parsons against Topeka Hayden. And running out Class 4A East Substate, number 4, you have number 4 Labette County against 13 Ottawa. Number 5 Fort Scott against number 12 Baldwin. 3A on the, so this one's going to be a little bit different here. So it looked like this is Class 3A girls Fredonia Substate, and it appears as if there are, you still have the same amount of, well, you have, I have a total of 8 teams here at the Fredonia site. So you have number 1, Neodache against number 8, Baxter Springs. Number 4, Riverton against number 5, Columbus. Number 2, Cherryville against number 7, Caney Valley. Number 3, Galena against number 6, Fredonia. Class 3A for the Goodland Substate, you have number 1 Goodland against number 8 Norton. Number 4 Hoisington against number 5 Russell. Number 2 Hayes Thomas More Prep against number 7 Scott City. And number 3 Phillipsburg against number 6 Colby. So you're going to have some teams getting on their traveling shoes going out toward the Kansas-Colorado border. We're talking about going out to Goodland. Class 3A West Franklin Substate, you have number 1 Santa Fe Trail against number 8 Wellsville. Number 8 Bishop Ward, number 4 Bishop Ward against number 5 Osage City. Number 2 Olathe Heritage against number 7 Perry Lecompton. And number 3 Pleasant Ridge against West Franklin. And then you have the 3A Girls Silver Lake Substate, which is number 1 Silver Lake against number 8 Royal Valley. Number 4 Jefferson West against number 5 Rossville. Number 2 Hiawatha against number 7 Marysville. Number 3 Nemaha Central against number 6 Sabetha. Then you have 3A Girls Minneapolis Substate. You have number 1 Southeast of Saline against number 8 Lions. Number 4, Council Grove against number 5, Beloit. Number 2, Smoky Valley against number 7, Ellsworth. Number 3, Minneapolis against number 6, Raleigh County. And then you have the 3A girls, Nickerson Substate. Number 1, Nickerson against number 8, Collegiate. Number 4, Wichita Trinity against number 5, Haven. Number 2, Cheney versus number 7, Douglas. Number 3, Heston versus number 6, Halstead. Then in the 3A girls, Prairie View Substate, number 1, Eureka against number 8 seed, Osawatomie. Number 4, Burlington against number 5, Prairie View. Number 6, number 2, Frontenac versus number 7, Humboldt. And number 3, Girard versus number 6, Anderson County. And the Class 3A girls, Kingman Substate, has number 1, Hugleton against number 8, Larned. Number 4, Holcomb against number 5, Lakin. Number 2, Cimarron versus number 7, Southwestern Heights. Number 3, Chaparral versus number 6, Kingman. Now we are at the 2A, and you have the Remington Substate for 2A girls. Number 1, Berean Academy against Marion Hutch Trinity, number 8 seed, that is. Number 4, Hillsborough against number 5, Moundridge. Number 2, Remington versus number 7, Inman. Number 3, Flint Hills versus number 6, Sedgwick. Now for the Valley Falls Substate, number 1, Jackson Heights against number 8, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa. Number 4, Riverside against number 5, Horton. Number 2, Atchison County versus number 7, McLeod. Number 3, Jefferson County North versus number 6, Mower Hill. Now for the 2A Girls Dexter Substate. Number 1, Blue Stem versus number 8, Belle Plain. Number 4, West Elk versus number 5, Conway Springs. Number 2, Garden Plains versus number 7, Wichita Independent. Number 3, Sedan versus number 6, Dexter Cedarvale. Now in the Sublette Substate, you have number 1, Sterling versus number 8, Sublette. Number 4, Medicine Lodge versus number 5, Syracuse. Number 2, Elkhart versus number 7, Pratt Skyline. Number 3, Ellenwood versus number 6, Stanton County. Now for the Plainville Substate, number 1, Smith Center versus number 8, Plainville. Number 4, Hoxie versus number 5, Oakley. Number 2, Trago Community versus number 7, Hill City. Number 3, St. Francis Chelan versus number 6, Ellis. And now for the Linden Substate, you have number 1, Northern Heights versus number 2, Bishop Seabury. Number 4, Maranatha versus number 5, Chase County. Number 2, Mission Valley versus number 7, Kansas City Christian. Number 3, Central Heights versus Linden. And for the Republic County Substate, you have number 1, Valley Heights versus number 8, Republic County. Number 4, Bennington versus number 5, Sacred Heart. Number 2, El Saline versus number 7, Wabansie. Number 3, Harrington versus number 6, St. Mary's. For the Uniontown Substate, you have Colgan versus number 1, Colgan versus Jayhawk Glen. Number 4, Arma Northeast versus number 5, Erie. Number 2, Uniontown versus number 7, Yates Center. Number 3, Pleasanton versus number 6, Cherokee Southeast. What I'm going to do right here, I'm going to take a break. Come back, I'm going to give you Class 1A, Division 1 girls. It looks like that might be a lengthy one as well, too. So I'll take a break and come back and give you the Class 1A Division 1 girls right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. So don't you go nowhere. We're building up ahead of steam on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Okay, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Okay, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Okay, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
Back for what will most likely be my final segment. I was going to try to get to some KCAC action, but high school has taken up a lot of the time here, and deservedly so, because you deserve to know what's going on the high school scene and where these games will be played at. Programming note, I will be back probably on Monday. I'll probably be doing another podcast Monday morning, like when I get off work, so I can get you the boys bracket. And then I will also give you a rundown of where how these games will be played as far as the time structure, because it's some real, I can say some quirky times, but they made it work over the years, so I don't see no reason why it won't work. But what I'm going to do is give you the Class 1A Division 1 girls, and we're going to take this train wherever this bracket takes us to. So, in Class 1A Division 1 girls is the South Gray Substate. You have number 1 South Central with a bye in the first round. Number 4 South Gray versus number 5 Meade. Number 2 Kiowa County versus number 7 Setanta. Number 3 Spiritville versus number 6 Mendiola. Class 1A Division 1 girls. So these, I assume these will all be Class 1A Division 1. This is the Hodgman County Substate, and Hodgman County also with a bye. Number 4, Quinter against number 5, La Crosse. Number 2, Ness City has a bye. Number 3, Wichita County against number 6, Kinsley. Moving on to the Frankfort Substate. That will be in Frankfort, Kansas. I know a little bit about that direction there, as I used to be one of the drive-thrus on my way to actually a team that they will be playing. So let me give you this bracket here. This is the Frankfort Substate. Number 1, Centralia gets a bye. Number 4, Cayer Paravel against number 5, Troy. Number two, Donovan West has a bye. And number three, Frankfurt will be taking on number six, Onaga. Now, I know this may sound kind of crazy to some, but I worked for a company and we would drop off medical supplies to long-term care facilities in the state of Kansas, and Onaga was one of my stops. So, as it would go, there are several ways to get to Onaga, and one of them is a way you want to avoid. It's called D Road. D is in David. D is in dirt. We'll say D is in dirt because that D Road is a dirt road, and it's a 4.5 mile stretch of a dirt road that you want to avoid. So the way I used to avoid that route, that dirt road, after I made my stop in Marysville, to be exact, I asked the people, I said, how do you avoid the dirt road going into Onaga? They said, you want to go through Frankfort. Okay. So I would add a stop, go through Frankfort, and bypass that dirt road and make my way to Onaga, Kansas. So that's the story between me, Frankfort, and Onaga. I did get to see Onaga one time during the daytime, but that's another story. Let me get you back into these brackets. I just found it interesting that Frankfort will be playing Onaga. Two stops that I would actually make. One was a stop if I needed gas. The other was to drop off medications to a long-term care facility there. So, hello to the good people out there in Frankfort and Onaga. All right, continuing on with the brackets here. Clifton Clyde, this is the Clifton Clyde substate. Number one, Clifton Clyde draws a bye. Number four, Lincoln takes on number five, Blue Valley Randolph. Number two, Rock Hills also receives a bye. I found it interesting because in that first bracket I read, only one team received a bye, and it looked like the next brackets area, there's two teams that are receiving byes in each bracket. Hopefully I get some clarification on that so I can pass it along to those of you who are listening out there. Number three, Washington County draws number six, Solomon. In the OP sub-state, number one, St. Paul receives a bye. Number four, Marmaton Valley, a good powerhouse of an eight-man school that plays football there, takes on number five, OP. Number two, Burlingame goes up against number seven, Oswego, another town I'm familiar with, and they have a football coach who coaches the eight-man team that I'm also familiar with. Number three, Madison against number six, Colony Crest, a school that also has a good powerhouse eight-man football team. So showing some love to the eight-man football squad, but this is girls basketball, so let me give them their shine on. This is the Burton with two R sub-state. Number one, Little River takes on where they draw a bye. And here's one of those brackets where there's only one team that draws a bye. Number four, Gossel against number five, Maxville. Number two, St. John Hudson against number seven, Canton Galva. Number three, Burton against number six, Fairfield. And in the Udall sub-state, you have number one, Pretty Prairie drawing a bye. Number four, Burden Central against number five, Wichita Classical School right here in town. Met a student that goes there to play soccer. Me and my wife enjoyed a nice little dinner outing and ran into a young man and his daughter, and come to find out she goes to Wichita Classical. So good luck in her sports endeavor. Number two, Norwich draws a bye. Number three, Oxford against number six, Udall, the host school. And for the Sylvan Lucas sub-state, you have number one, Osborne, who draws the bye. Number four, Decatur Community against number five, Lakeside. Number two, Sylvan Lucas, the host school, against number seven, Stockton. Number three, Rollins County against number six, Victoria. Now we move into Class 1A Division 2 girls. Number one, Central Plains draws the bye. Number four, Otis Bite. Number four, Wilson takes on number five, Otis Bison. Number two, Rural Vista against number four, they draw a bye. Number three, Tescott against six, Center. In the Beloit sub-state, and mind you, this is Division One, no, Class 1A Division Two girls now. Number one, St. John's Tipton receives a bye. Number four, Pike Valley against Northern Valley. Battle of the Valleys. Number two, Logan Palco receives a bye. Number three, Thunder Ridge against number six, Natoma. At the Axtell sub-state, Hanover receives a bye. Number four, Wetmore against number five, Axtell. Number two, Lynn gets a bye. Number three, Wakefield, another town that I happen to go through, against number six, Southern Cloud. The Caldwell sub-state, South Haven receives a bye. Number four, Wichita County, I do believe that is, against number five, South Barber. Number two, Attica receives a bye. Number three, Argonia goes up against number six, Caldwell. Hutchinson Community in the Stafford sub-state, you have Hutchinson Christian, I do believe. Hutchinson Christian Classical or something. I believe that's how it goes. They have a bye. Seed there. Number four, Chase against number five, Cunningham. Number two, Elira Christian receives a bye. Number three, Pawnee Prairie takes on number six, Stafford. In the Lebo sub-state, number one, Lebo receives a bye. South Coffee County, number four, seed takes on number five, seed, Chautauqua. Number two, Hartford takes on number seven, Marius Des Singus. And number three, Waverly takes on number six, Altoona Midway. In the Wallace County sub-state, number one, Golden Plain receives a bye. Number four, Dighton takes on number five, Greeley County. Number two, Wheatland Grinnell goes up against number seven, Tri-Plains Brewster. Number three, Wallace County takes on number six, Western Plains. In the Fowler sub-state, Ashland receives number one, ranked Ashland receives a bye. Number four, Deerfield against number five, Rolla. Number two, Ingalls goes up against number seven, Fowler. And number three, Buckland takes on number six, Moscow. And guess what? You have gotten all of the brackets, all of the upcoming games for the girls' divisions from 6A all the way down to Class 1A Division 1 and Division 2. So I hope you have enjoyed the train ride. In addition to, I hope you have also enjoyed the player spotlight. Always appreciative of my guests that come on the show. One, Mr. Carter Pointner. I'm doing that off the top of my head because I'm not looking at his name before me. Enjoyed him being on the train ride and look forward to some big things going on out there in Cheney. Once again, programming note, I will be back with you on Monday. Also, I want to give some thanks because I know he's going to hear this, and there's going to be somebody to hear this that may be disappointed, but I have an opportunity to work as a part-time show co-host on a show that some people in Wichita have heard as the Bob and Jeff Show. So I'm making the announcement official on my podcast. That way those who hear it, you'll know what to expect. It will be on radio station KFH, with the Bob and Jeff Show with the legendary Bob Lutz and his son Jeff Lutz. I'll just be a part-time fill-in as needed. I received a grand tour of the station. Met some of the personnel. Even one gave me good words. So I'm very appreciative to Program Manager Tony Deucing for this opportunity. Those of you who took the time to be on the train ride and let me interview you, it was all well worth it. Who knows, next time you hear me interviewing you, it might be on an actual live radio show. But I want to thank you to everyone who has listened to this podcast, because I want to think that you are the reason I'm moving on up to bigger and better things. However, I will not stop podcasting. Do not be alarmed. I will not stop podcasting. But to be able to get this opportunity to work with radio alongside a legend, to me, it is a blessing. So I want to thank each and every one of you who listens to this podcast and share it. Continue to enjoy the journey with me, but I want to applaud you, because you know I always say this is the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas, and I'm going to stick to that. But what makes it number one is you. So this applause is all for you right here. So until the next time, which that will be, Lord's willing, on Monday, take care of yourself and each other, and we will fire the engines back up on this train on Monday. Until then, be blessed. I'm out.
Today's podcast was sponsored by The Glass Man, located at 4411 West Central. Chip, crack, or just plain broken, bring your windshield by The Glass Man.